Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, my next guest, who is in studio with me, received the Red Cross Young Humanitarian of the Year award a few years ago. He got that for his work with the Irish charity Tiglin. And he's going to be sharing with us about how his work as the manager of the Tiglin's residential facility for young homeless adults at Jigginstown Manor. That's based in Nason, Kildare. And he'll be talking to us a little bit about his recent trip in South Africa that he led. So in the studio, I'm delighted to have Jay Bobinac. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me. It's a beautiful studio.
Oh, yes, I know. It's a state of the art. So first of all, Jay, tell us a little bit about Jigginstown Manor that you manage. That's part of Tiglin. So tell us about the work that you're doing there and the services that you provide.
Yeah, no problem. So Jigginstown Manor is we call it transitional housing for young adults. And it's based in Naas County, Kildare. So it's sort of been running for 2 years. It's partnership between Tiglin and Homeless Care in Naas County, Kildare. So what it is, it's a center that has 12 apartments, 12 studio apartments, and young adults coming out of homelessness, they come to us. They come to us for about a year. And in that year, we work with them and we support them in education, employment, well-being, and things like that. And it's been pretty good. I think we've had, if I remember correctly, about 15 people moved on into independent living since the opening of the center. So we try to build a good community and make sure that our residents, they progress in life successfully.
Yeah, it must do a lot then to help change people's lives. And would you see a big impact in people's lives as they go on?
Well, we work with a lot of, all the personalities are very different and people come from different backgrounds. And oftentimes there's a bit of trauma, there's a bit of dysfunction, and maybe even distrust of authority. So when they come to us, we try to foster a good environment, sort of warm, friendly, and caring environment. So people do change, and they do become more trusting. And the ultimate aim is societal integration. So if you were homeless, you come to us, you hopefully do things, you enrich, upskill, do some courses, and then move on to something better. So having a nice environment is essential.
Yeah, to help that, foster that. Now, we're actually talking to your brother earlier this morning on the show, and we were talking about how he came from Croatia. When you both first moved here, you had no accommodation yourselves, and it was through connecting with Tiglin that changed your life. Can you tell us a little bit about how Tiglin originally supported you?
Okay, well, so I suppose we've been talking about Jigginstown Manor, whose mission is to help young people get a chance in life they truly deserve. So 7 years ago, me and Alan were a couple 19-year-olds. We just came here. We didn't have any history of employment or education, so we were on the streets. And so the lighthouse that you spoke to my brother is a cafe now. Before, it was a bus. It was a bus on O'Connell Street. And there we met the chairman, Aubrey McCarthy, as he mentioned. And Aubrey actually started a friendship with us. We actually got really, we struck a connection. And he helped us to get into Tiglin's transitional housing that was at the time in Dublin. So same as Jigginstown. And we were with them for about, I believe, 1 year, maybe year and a half. And in that time, they supported us in getting education. So that's where our educational journey started. Mm. And now both of us are doing a second master's. So that's been pretty successful. And then also they supported us in employment and upskilling through training opportunities, through work experience, and things like that. So right now what I do is the same. So yeah, 27 years ago, they gave us housing, they supported us, and then we gone on and we've done our things, and then we came back to work with Tiglin, and now we're both sort of running different services.
Yeah. It's through your work with Tiglin then that a few years ago you received the Red Cross Young Humanitarian of the Year award. How does it feel reflecting on the last few years in terms of what you've managed to achieve in Ireland, you know, winning that award, managing a centre? Like, how has that impacted you?
Well, I suppose we can go back to what we were talking about, the nice environment. I think when we originally came here, we did have a bit of, you could say, we didn't have a sense of belonging. We didn't have a sense of trust. And I think in time, linking you with Tiglin, linking in with the society, and then I suppose finally being awarded this and recognized by a national organization, and then eventually going and meeting the President of Ireland and so on. I think that was a great honor and a privilege. And I suppose it was honoring my work at that time, which was actually in the lighthouse when COVID happened. Most of our staff were sort of isolating and things like that. And that's when I stepped up. And I think I was working, I was really putting myself forward and helping to deliver that service that was 7 days a week at the time when every other cafe was closed.
Yeah.
So I suppose eventually I was nominated and won that award, which was very, very memorable moment of my life, that something I'll never forget.
Yeah, it's quite the honor. Now, recently you led a recent trip to South Africa. Tell me about what you were doing there and what the work was and how it went.
Okay, well, it was pretty much twofold. The first thing we did is we supported, we sponsored a soup kitchen. So over there, there's a center. It's called Fountain of Hope. It's in a township, and they feed about 200, 300 kids a day. So before, they had this open space. And when we went last year, we saw the potential in it. So then we got into the fundraising effort, and through the Greystones Community Glen, we managed to get the funds and fundraise and basically refurbish that soup kitchen. And then secondly to that is, in Greystones, we have a transitional housing like Jingenstown. It's called Carrageen, where guys that have completed rehab, they come to live for about a year after rehab, which is pretty much the same as Jingenstown, sort of upskilling and being part of the program. So most of those guys have never gone outside the country. So that was a big thing for them. So we led nine of them who went there, and actually some of them had some major breakthroughs, because I think in an Irish context, there are different supports here and social security and things like that. So when they went over there, they saw what absolute poverty was.
Yeah.
And I think it really changed. Some guys actually spoke with some of the guys after, and it really made an impact.
Wow, yeah, incredible. So thanks so much for that. That's Jay Bobanak. He's the manager of Tiglins Residential Facility for Young Homeless Adults Town. It's Jigginston Manor. It's based in Nason Kildare. So thanks so much for chatting to us today. You can find out more at tiglin.ie for more information.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.